I don't think that it will be a mistake. I really don't think it would be a mistake for me to say this morning, that we are living in one of the most uncertain times in the country, in the history of America. I don't think it would be a mistake on my part to say that, or even I can take it further and say that it wouldn't be a mistake on my part to say that we are living in one of the most uncertain times in the history of the world. You know, the past week, if you are someone who follows the news, maybe you have TV, you have Dish TV, Direct TV, or cable TV at your home, or maybe you're like me who just likes to read news on the internet and go on different news sites and just read news. But if you were following news last week, there were three different news, all had one thread, all had one correlating thread that really saddened me, even brought a sense of fear in me. The first one happened on Sunday. Last Sunday, a pastor, an Illinois pastor, was shot dead at the pulpit. I don't know how many of you have heard about it. A pastor, late Reverend Fred Winters of First Baptist Church of Maryville, was shot dead while he was preaching from the pulpit. A gunman walked up to him. They had a conversation. He pulled out his 45 caliber pistol and shot him four times. One time, the pastor tried to deflect the bullet with his Bible. He did. It was like confetti flying all over. People actually thought, the church people thought, that it was some kind of illustration, a drama. And then they realized that three more times he was shot. Pastor Fred Winters of First Baptist Church of Maryville was shot dead while preaching, while at the pulpit. A second news came about Tuesday, I think, and it was news about a man who killed over a dozen people in Alabama. Just went on a rampage. Just went on killing his family and some other people in the community. Went to a Walmart, pulled out his rifle, automatic rifle, started shooting at people. And then the third one happened on the same day, actually, but in a different country. Now, all these two things, Illinois and Alabama, it happened in our country. There might be other news, but these three news really caught my attention. The last one happened in Germany, where an ex-high school student just graduated last year, went back to his former high school with multiple guns with him and shot 17 people before killing himself. Now, why am I sharing these three stories with you, these three news? When I read these news, I was sad. But slowly, a sense of fear started to creep over me. The Alabama story made me feel like we are not secure anywhere. A sense of uncertainty started to grip over me. You know, currently in our country, there is a lot of uncertainty. I mean, you read news about financial, about employment, about everything. It seems very uncertain. Everything seems like okay, what's going to happen tomorrow? And when I read these three news in a course of only 3 days, I started to feel uncertain. I started to feel like, okay, if in a rural village, in a rural area of Alabama, something like this can happen, Mansfield, similar. Anything can happen anywhere to anyone. And that gives way for a lot of uncertainty in our minds. What news did you see last night? Or even this morning before coming to church? That spawned a sense of uncertainty in your hearts, in your minds, and in your spirit. When we open news channel, when we turn on the TV and we go to a news channel, when we go to our computer, log into a news channel, when we turn the radio on, tune it into a news channel, all we hear is news about uncertainty in our lives. There is no denying that our country is going through an uncertain times, but uncertainty is something that is always, that it's not just today or tomorrow or yesterday. It's something that we all deal with. As long as we are in this bodily form, in this earth, it's something that you and I are going to deal with. Three things that I want to tell you about uncertainty. Uncertainty, the three symptoms. There are three common symptoms of uncertainty. It's fear. It's not there. It's fear, worry, and doubt. If you think through what are the common symptoms when we are in the grips of uncertainty, there is fear, there is worry, and there is doubt. So over the course of next 3 weeks, we are going to take a look at how to be certain in uncertain times. How can you and I, as believers in Christ, how can you and I, even if we are not a believer, but you are just tired of being uncertain, you're just tired of this uncertainty that's going on in this world and in your life, and you want to be certain in these uncertain times. So we are going to talk about today overcoming fear. I said that there are three common symptoms of uncertainty. One of them is fear, second worry, and doubt. Most of the time the fear is fear of the unknown, fear of not knowing what the future holds. And this is not pertinent to just the current situation in our country, in our world. This is pertinent to your life and my life. Sometimes we just don't know what's going to happen with my marriage. I'm uncertain about my marriage. My wife is giving me a look. No, I'm not uncertain about my marriage. But you might think, you know, I'm not uncertain about my marriage. That was supposed to be a serious point. But uncertainty is not just in the current times, how our country and our world is going through. Not knowing what is to come, not knowing whether I will have a job tomorrow, not knowing if my life savings will be there for me tomorrow, not knowing whether my kids will make the right choice. I'm already worried, and I only have half a kid. I mean, soon I'm going to be a father. In June, I'll be a father. Everything, Lord willing, everything goes all right. I'll be a father. But I'm already worried. Will I be able to lead him and take him through the right process, in a right kind of upbringing? And so will he make the right choice? Will my husband, will my husband or my wife will still love me tomorrow? Will they want to stay with me? Will my marriage last another week? There is a lot of uncertainty that we deal with in our lives on a daily basis. You and I, always in our life, as long as we are in this world, and as long as we have different things, as long as we don't, go to an island only where you are, and just yourself, and you lock yourself in a you build a cottage, or maybe you just build a little thatched building, and you just sit under a palm tree. But still there is uncertainty. You may not know if the sea will rise and wipe your cottage up and if you would have anything. But there is a lot of uncertainty in our lives. But our fear and our uncertainty is nothing new to the Lord. There is good news for you and I, even when we are so uncertain, and one of the common symptoms of this uncertainty grips us, fear grips us. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if I will have a job. I don't know if I'll have my life savings. I don't know if my marriage will be there for the next week. I don't know if my kids are going to make the right choice. Whether we know that or not, in the grips of this uncertainty and one of the common symptoms being fear, it's nothing new to our God. Amen? God knows how we live our lives. God knows what we go through in our daily lives. Jesus dealt with this issue when he walked the earth. Jesus dealt with this issue with the people, those who were close to him. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 31. Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 31. Very common story, very well-known story. A lot of you have either preached something from this, or you have shared something with your friends, or you have read it multiple times. Made many sense out of it. You know, you have been led in your life. You have, you know, gotten direction from this well-known story. It's a story about, we have put it up on the screen. We can read verse by verse. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to paraphrase. I'm just going to picture what might have happened. You know, Jesus was away from his disciples. He actually had gone to pray and he was praying and he was done. And his disciples were in a boat, and they had pulled off from the shore, and they were waiting for him. And Jesus, in the middle of the night, after he's done praying, now he, being God, and he's like, you know what, I'm just going to walk over water, and I'm just going to go to my disciples. You know, they didn't have cell phones back then. Hey, Peter, could you bring the boat here so I can get on? He just thought, you know, I'm just going to walk. So he walks on the water. And the disciples see him. First, they get afraid. First, they're like, oh, it's a ghost. Something is coming to get us. So they get afraid. But Jesus says, no, fear not. Don't be afraid. It's just me. It's me. Now, Peter, being Peter, always, you know, first to take charge, first to take lead, he says, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you. Jesus says, okay, it is me, so come. Peter gets off the boat. He puts his first step, you know, very nice. Okay, it's water. I can walk on water. It's like, oh, I'm not sinking. I can walk on water. So he walks on water. He goes to Jesus. He is going towards Jesus. I'm picturing this and I'm thinking, you know, when he said, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you. He was looking at Jesus. And Jesus said, come. And he was looking at Jesus. He got off the boat. He's still looking at Jesus. But then, the Bible says, in verse 30, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. When he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. Cried out, Lord, save me. When he saw the wind, when he took his focus off of the Lord, he saw the uncertainty of life. He was, at this time, the moment he took his focus off and he saw the wind, he already focused himself on the things that are not certain in life. On the things that tries to bog us down, the things that tries to make us uncertain about life. What was happening was that he saw the wind. Definitely the wind probably was very high. It was this probably beginning of a storm and all of that. And he was like, okay, the wind, me on water, Jesus so far. Will I be able to make it? And he began to sink. Now some of us might be sitting here and thinking, I'm not going to do that. I'm not that stupid to walk on water. I'm telling you, If you are a follower of Christ and Jesus says, come, you better go. And there is a lesson there. The lesson is that we should not focus on anything else in our lives. We should never take our focus off of Christ. If you are bogged down by the uncertainties of life, if fear is gripping you, there is one way out, and that way is to focus on Christ, coming to Christ. There might be a high wind, a raging storm of uncertainty all around us that wants to send us in the dark abyss of fear, that wants to sink us. But God says to Ahin, God says to you and me, He says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, He says very plain, very simple language, and I always find this very interesting, that our Lord doesn't use, in the Bible is written in so easy to understand language, and we make it hard sometimes. So clearly, so clear command, so clear direction, so clear. He says, Isaiah 41 verse 10, so do not fear. So simple that we miss it sometime. Simply, so do not fear, for I am with you. In this uncertain time of your life, in this uncertain time in our country, the message of the Lord to us, the message of God to us, whether we are Christians or not Christians, whether we are following Christ or not following Christ, the simple command, the simple message is this: so do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Whether you accept me or not, we as Christians, we have accepted Him as God. There are people out there who have not accepted Him, but God is regardless of God of the universe. He's saying, fear not, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will strengthen you and help you. In this uncertain time of your life, I will help you. I will give you strength. I want to help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What uncertainty are you going through in your life? What fear has gripped you? God's promise is, do not fear. His message to you and me is, do not fear. Like I shared, that as that fear, you know, I was like, okay, pastor got shot. People shopping at Walmart. Both of those roles fit me. I'm afraid. I literally got afraid. I was fearful for a few moments. But God's promise, I don't know what you are afraid of. I'm going to digress a little bit. I don't know at this time in your life what you're afraid of. You may not be afraid of anything, but remember this, when the fear of uncertainty comes, because one of the common symptoms of uncertainty is fear. When fear comes, all you have to remember is that God's promise, God's message to you and me is that, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And then the next verse, next sentence, I love it. I will strengthen you and help you. Our friends, our families, our best friends, our own blood can leave us, can forsake us in the time of uncertainty in our lives. Our government, our governor, our president, our country, our constitution, all of that can fail us, but our God will not fail us. His promise is, I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Earlier I mentioned about the Illinois pastor who was shot dead in the church that he pastored. I got something from them. In a message about their loss, the congregation member of the First Baptist Church, they put it on their website, the following. They put it on their website. In this day where uncertainty seems to abound, creating an environment in which people are vulnerable in doing things they might not do otherwise. One thing is certain. We, as human beings, need a foundation upon which we can live our lives. We at First Baptist Maryville, along with other Christian believers, share this conviction. That foundation is God's Word. In the pages of the book we call the Bible, we find the pathway for peace, hope, and a quality of living life despite what circumstances we find ourselves in. I want to repeat that last portion. It says, that foundation is God's Word. In the pages of the book we call the Bible, we find the pathway for peace, hope, and a quality of living life despite what circumstances we find ourselves in. That's where you and I can find, in God's Word, with God, in God, with Christ, can we find peace, hope, and a quality of living life despite what circumstances we find ourselves in. Some of us are in a bad shape. I'm not just talking about the economy, not talking about whether you have a job or you don't have a job, whether your life savings, your 401k has been wiped out or not. I'm talking about all the uncertain circumstances, all the uncertain times in your life. When you are not sure about the decisions that you're going to make, when you're not sure about your marriage, your relationship, your kids, your interpersonal relationship, even your soul, when you are not certain about whether you have really a relationship with Christ or not. This is where we can go, into the Bible, into the pages of the book that we call the Bible. We find the pathway for peace, hope, and a quality of living life despite the circumstances we find ourselves in. And that's what God would want us to understand this morning, that might whatever circumstances we are in, how uncertain the times are, how much fear there might be in this uncertain time, He wants us to overcome fear. Because only by overcoming fear in the power of God, in the promises of God, because He says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In that promise, He wants us to overcome fear, because only through overcoming fear can we have a certainty in uncertain times. So the topic that we will be talking today, we have talked about overcoming fear. And we'll be talking about overcoming worry and overcoming doubt in the course of next 2 weeks. But how can you and I be certain in uncertain times? Not just the phase that our country and the world is going through in the economic level right now, but in an interpersonal level, in a personal, individual level, when we are faced with uncertain times, how can we live a certain life? How to be certain in uncertain times? Through overcoming fear. Because one of the common symptoms of uncertainty is fear. And the Lord tells us that we are not to be afraid. You can understand that if you have a relationship with Christ. If you are someone who has given his or her life to Christ. You have experienced it. You have experienced how there have been, in the past, when there have been uncertain times, how the Lord has helped you, how He has taken care of you. But if you are someone who doesn't have a relationship, if you're wondering, do I really have a relationship with Christ? Here is a message from the Bible. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And it says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Now what comes to mind corresponding to this? 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Corresponding to this comes John 3:16. Well quoted, well... A lot of people know, those who have no connection with the Bible, with the church, they know. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So whoever believes in Him shall not perish, will not die, eternally die, but have eternal life. For you to overcome fear, if you do not have a personal relationship with Christ, if you do not know God on a personal level, for you to live a certain life, it's going to be very hard. For you to overcome fear, it's going to be very hard because you do not have that relationship with God. And so I challenge you, or I encourage you, if you are wondering, if you are thinking, okay, do I really have a personal relationship with Christ? I challenge you to do that today. I challenge you to come to Him. Because the promise of God in these uncertain times, or in any uncertain time in your life when you're gripped with fear, the promise of God, the command of God, the message that God wants to send in your life is that, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. God is your God. You and I just have to receive Him, accept Him, follow Him. So how to be certain in uncertain times? Number one, by overcoming fear. So if you are afraid of the economy, if you're afraid of the whether your life savings will be there, your 401k will be wiped out or not, if you will have a job tomorrow or not, I encourage you, and I'm not saying this just because I'm at the pulpit and you're sitting there or listening to a recorded copy of this message, I have decided to not to be afraid. Whether there is shootings and people being killed, I have decided not to be afraid, because fear only produces uncertainty, and uncertainty produces fear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You know us. You know our circumstances. You know our certainties and uncertainties, Lord. And this morning I pray. This morning I just submit our country and our world to You, because You created our world. You created the universe. And when all else fails, there is one that remains, is You and Your love and Your promises for us. And Your promise this morning and forever and ever is this: do not fear, for I am with you. I am your God. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. That is Your promise. Because You do not want us to live in uncertainty. You want us to be certain of the relationship with You. You want us to be certain that, Lord, we matter to You. And that is why You came to this world as human being, as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and You gave Your life so that we can be certain of Your love, of Your desire to have a relationship with us. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that all of us here this morning and people, those who might be listening to the recorded copy of this message, Lord, I pray for all of us that we will be certain in this uncertain time by overcoming fear through coming to You and resting on Your promise. Because Your promises do not fear. Your command is, do not fear. Know that I am your God. And You will strengthen us and You will help us. And we submit ourselves to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.